Today is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, and it is also Vocation Sunday, and I ask that you please offer your Mass and Holy Communion for more vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and join us in the prayer after Mass today. Also, there will be a Sunday breakfast after today's Mass, just to let you know that last week it was announced that there wouldn't be, but there will be a breakfast after Mass today. Bands of marriage are announced for the third time for Angela Donnelly and Daniel Springett. Anyone knowing of a reason why this couple should not be joined in holy matrimony, please contact one of the priests. This Friday is the first Friday of the month, so please sign up for the all-night vigil throughout the night. The sign-up sheet is in the vestibule, so please be generous with your time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Also, we are still behind in the selling of the raffle tickets for the craft fair. The craft fair is only just a few weeks away, and it is one of the biggest fundraisers that we have to support the school. So please help us out in any way that you can by selling or purchasing tickets. Please sell them to family members, to friends or neighbors, and even co-workers. We appreciate all that you do for us, and we could not do this without your continued support and assistance. Tomorrow is All Souls Day. It is transferred from today, and there will be three Masses. One will be at school at 6:30 a.m., and the next will be still at school at 11:20 a.m., and then there will be a third Mass here at the chapel at 8 p.m. I would just like to read to you the indulgences that we may gain for the poor souls in purgatory. It says, "The faithful, as often as they visit a church in order to pray for the poor souls on All Souls Day, which is tomorrow, a plenary indulgence can be applied to the souls in purgatory on condition of confession and communion, that is, to go to confession and receive Holy Communion once within the week, either before or after, and the recitation six times during each visit of the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. And this indulgence may be gained either on All Souls Day or on the following Sunday, which would be next Sunday. And the faithful also who during the octave of the commemoration of All Souls, which would be from tomorrow until November 10th, those who visit a cemetery in a spirit of piety and devotion and pray even mentally for the poor souls, may gain a plenary indulgence under the usual conditions on each day of the octave to apply to the poor souls in purgatory." The epistle for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians chapter 6. "Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in the high places. Therefore take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and to stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In all things taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 18. "At that time Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who would take an account of his servants. And when he had begun to take the account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his Lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. But that servant, falling down, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go, and forgave him the debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. And laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, Pay what thou owest. And his fellow servant, falling down, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved, and they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt, because thou besoughtest me. Shouldest not thou then have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee? And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the torturers, until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not every one his brother from your hearts. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not everyone his brother from your hearts. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the 14th century, there lived a great saint by the name of Vincent Ferrer. At a young age, St. Vincent entered the Dominican order. He taught and preached in many different towns and cities. And for 20 years, he traveled throughout Western Europe, preaching penance and awakening fervor and devotion in the hearts of the people, as well as true contrition and repentance for their sins. He was known for his uncompromising adherence to the one true faith, and at the same time, he was known for his gentle and compassionate towards sinners. And he died in the year 1413, and his feast day is on April 5th. Now there's a story about St. Vincent and his great kindness and compassion. A man who was seriously ill called for St. Vincent once. The man was a terrible sinner. He had committed many mortal sins in his past, and now he was calling upon St. Vincent to hear his confession. St. Vincent came to the man's bedside and kindly heard his confession. At the end of the confession, St. Vincent gave the man a penance to fast every day for a whole year. Surprisingly, this did not satisfy the man's fervor, and he asked the saint to give him a heavier penance. The penitent man said, Oh, Father, that is too small a penance. St. Vincent answered, Then I will make it still smaller. And he said, Say the 7 penitential psalms each day for a week. But the man still insisted that he be given a very severe penance for all his past sins. And again, St. Vincent responded by saying, Your penance then will be one Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. And then St. Vincent went on to explain that forgiveness is a free gift of God. Although we should try to make up for the insults we have given to God, no prayer or penance of ours is sufficient to satisfy the justice of God. Now, my dear friends, in the Gospel we read for today's Mass, our Divine Savior spoke a parable to His disciples. He told a story about a king and his servants. And the king asked one of his servants to give an account of what he owed him. It was discovered that this servant owed the king 10,000 talents. At that time, 10,000 talents was an enormous sum of money. The servant was not able to pay his debt. And so the king threatened to sell him and his wife and children and take away all of his possessions. But this poor servant pleaded with the king, and he asked him to have patience with him. He promised that he would pay him back in full. He said, "Have patience with me, and I will repay thee all." And so it was, the king, being moved with pity, the gospel says, let him go and forgave him the debt. Now that same servant, just being freed from slavery and destitution, went to a fellow servant who owed him 100 pence. And compared to 10,000 talents, 100 pence was a trifle. It was a very small amount of money. And when he asked for it, he throttled his fellow servant and said, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant fell down on his knees and said, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." The very same words which had moved the king to pity. However, the servant was not moved to pity. He cast his fellow servant into prison until he paid the debt. But of course, the king found out about his wicked servant, and he had him brought before him. And the king said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou besoughtest me. Should not thou then have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And so the wicked servant was sent to the torturers. He was to remain there until his entire debt was paid. And thus our Lord concluded his parable by saying, "So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not everyone his brother from your hearts." My dear friends, the lesson contained in the parable today is twofold. The first part is that Almighty God has forgiven us the tremendous debt of sin. And the second is that because He has forgiven us this tremendous debt, He demands that we forgive the slight offenses we receive from our neighbor. In the parable, the king represents Almighty God. The unmerciful servant who owed the king an immense amount of money represents us. The other servant who owed his fellow servant a small amount of money represents our neighbor. And so as the king forgave the servant everything and set him free, Almighty God manifests such kindness, mercy, and compassion on us. You see, this debt of the servant was no small sum. It was 10,000 talents. And according to one author, 10,000 talents is equivalent to about $3 billion in our money today. This debt of the servant is an image of the debt we have contracted by sin. In fact, this debt of sin is much greater, for the debt of sin cannot be calculated by any monetary value. And this is so because our sins have offended the infinite majesty of God. But God, being infinite goodness, knows and has pity on our misery. He has thus ordained that if we humbly confess our sins with a sincere repentance, then He will pardon us and cancel all our debts. And His pardon is so great and so complete that it not only annuls our debts, as one author says, but it destroys even the memory of them. as if they had never existed. And thus we can see that Almighty God has freely forgiven us a tremendous debt. It could be compared to someone who has a large mortgage or a very large loan to pay. And the person they owe says to forget about it completely. And this is just an analogy to the debt God has forgiven us. And what is more amazing is that God does not just do this once, but each time we fall and return to confession and ask for His forgiveness. And as we can see in the story of St. Vincent and the Penitent, we can see God's great kindness and mercy by the penance St. Vincent gave. We can see nothing we do can ever make up for this tremendous debt. You see, because the penance is not so much for God's justice to be satisfied as it is for us to learn our lessons, so to speak, and to keep us from falling again. And what God does ask of us is that we imitate His mercy and compassion. For if we wish to be pardoned of our sins, then we must pardon others. And this is the second part of the parable in today's gospel. Now, of course, it may at times be very, very difficult to forgive our neighbor. And our Lord understands this. And that is why He demands that we forgive our neighbor on the condition of His forgiveness of us. And thus it does not matter by whom or to what degree we have been offended. We must forgive. We must not hold grudges against anyone or for any reason whatsoever. As I mentioned, the 10,000 talents owed to the king is equivalent to about $3 billion. Now, according to some sources, the 100 pence owed to the unmerciful servant is equivalent to about $3,000. You see, my dear friends, there is no comparison between the offenses we offer to God and the offenses offered to us from our neighbor. And thus our Lord makes it very plain today that if we will be forgiven our great debt of sins, we must forgive the comparatively small offenses of others. And if we will be true followers of Christ and seek His great mercy, then we must do our part. We must follow His commandments. We must live our Catholic faith. And we must also forgive one another. We must forgive others no matter how difficult it may be. And there are so many opportunities in the day that we can gain forgiveness by forgiving others. For instance, in the workplace, when someone has ruined our reputation, forgive them and forget what they have done. Or maybe others who may aggravate us, especially when we're on the road driving. Forgive them and make an excuse for them. Or maybe in the home, when one of our family members has hurt us by their words or by their actions. That is the time to think of our own sins against an all-good and all-merciful God. And see how this offense is just a mere trifle in comparison. And thus we must forgive them from our hearts, even though it may still be difficult. For is this not what we ask for every day when we pray the Our Father? We pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In other words, we are asking Almighty God to forgive us our offenses against Him in the same way as we forgive the offenses done to us. My dear friends, let us take these words of the Our Father and truly consider what they mean, and strive with a firm determination to forgive everyone from our hearts. Let the love of the most sacred heart of Christ, who forgave even those who put Him on the cross, let this inspire you to imitate His forgiveness. And by doing so, we can have the utmost confidence that He will forgive us. And so we pray to the Mother of Mercy to obtain this grace for us from her divine Son. And finally, as we are in the month of November, the month of the poor souls in purgatory, remember your charity towards them and be generous in your prayers and sacrifices for them, for they will assist us in obtaining God's mercy if we show them mercy and assist them in reaching their heavenly home. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.